When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and me husband, who's bothered his arse to get back home for his least important job, as it would seem, Chris Ramsey.
There we go. I get bollocked when I do other stuff, don't I? Because you're like, you're putting the podcast on the back burner.
You've put it on the back burner all the time.
Rosie, the children were in need. They needed us. I answered the call. We raised, 30-odd million quid. So
you didn't do the totaliser. Did you realise that?
Halfway through I did.
No, you didn't say the number, though.
Oh, I get them wrong. Alex did it.
Did Alex take
over? I just
over?
Announced it. I was like, 3, 2, 1, I pointed at it. I get them wrong. That's I'd have amazing. Said like I'd have said 18,000 or something. I don't know where the commas are supposed
well,
to
I
go.
Well, I said that, but you said that it was on the auto queue.
Yeah, they didn't. They just made me read it off the back thing.
Oh, you're joking. So she read that just on the fly?
Yeah, she read it on the fly.
Wow.
She's good, man.
Listen.
Footballer. Yeah. Footballer.
Well done,
fast
Alex.
Brain. Good with numbers.
Yeah.
I'd have just went. And the total answer is fucking loads. How? Yeah, that's loads. That like. Look at all them, man. How many digits is that? Fucking, six digits
well
or something
done.
Like that? Hey.
I never understood, just sorry to digress. You know, yeah. When people go, six-figure salary and all that, I'm like, wow, I don't know what that means.
I was listening to, a podcast, a comedy podcast yesterday, uh-huh. And the joke was, it was something like, it's some job, and it was like, and it's a five-figure salary. Mm. And I didn't get the joke until I'd counted in my head how many numbers
so
that
what
was.
Is that then?
A five figure is like 10 grand because it's a 10 and then it's 3 zeros. So that's five
right,
figures.
Okay. So then if six figures is like in the hundreds of grand.
So six figures is 100 grand up and
okay.
Then seven figures is a million.
Right. No, right.
And
there we go.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't think we're ever going to have to in our lives worry about anything above that.
Right. Okay. But it's just nice to know because I've never understood that. And that's one of the times when people say it and I go, well, wow.
Yeah.
Because I always think people only say it if it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't go, three-figure salary.
I've got two figures for that. What your paper round?
So, well, that's double digit.
Welcome to Countdown Live, where both of us haven't got a fucking clue about numbers.
Dreading Robin's homework.
Maths homework,
before.
Yeah.
Dreading it.
No, I'm absolutely... Well, no, I'm not, because world record attempt here, Carl Hutchinson... Mentioned the earliest as he's ever been mentioned on the podcast.
Yeah.
Maths teacher.
Yeah, he used to teach maths.
So yeah, that's the only reason I made him godfather.
That's a good idea, actually.
That's all it was.
And I don't think you'd charge with.
No, I don't think you would. I mean, he's had enough fucking PR but, through this, hasn't he?
Well,
although,
yeah.
Again, everyone thinks he's a minger and a net. And then they see him and they go, not as much of a clip as we thought.
Happens loads, especially on Twitter. They're like, he's actually quite attractive. I'm like, yeah, he's a good-looking lad.
Yeah, he's just got the animals of, the manners, sorry, of a farmyard animal. Yeah. guys, thank you so much for listening. Welcome to episode 91, you beauties. Thank you so much. And before we continue, obviously... Oh, sorry, Rosie's just checking her phone there.
Oh, sorry, no, I've got a delivery coming.
Oh,
I just couldn't remember what it was.
Oh, that's good. Just off with the podcast. bother me arse to come back from London from saving children. I bother me arse to come back
enough.
And you're checking your phone
all
halfway
right,
through.
Sorry. I thought you might have been having a little drink because that's what you normally do and all.
A little drink during the podcast. Water, though.
Just
not
water.
Alcohol. Goodness me. You make it sound like a bloody plonky. Guys, it's episode 91. Without further ado, this week's lucrative sponsor.
Oh, I always forget. Do you know what? I'm not even joking. I always forget about this bit, right. And then you do it, and I go, "Oh, here we go." Right.
This week's sponsor is three-way standoff at a roundabout.
Oh,
we've all pulled up at the same time. Mm. Oh, right of way. Oh, but we're all on the right. Oh, you go. No, you go. No, you go. No, you go. All clear. Okay, then I'll go. And then they all glare at you like you shouldn't have gone.
Yeah, fucking I never
bullshit.
Used to go.
No?
But then I've sat at them.
Straight
we
away.
Live at one.
Yeah.
We have to go through a three-way roundabout. That's the one.
That's the one I thought of this at.
And I hate it. And I used to be really well-mannered until I've sat there for so long and I just go, oh, yeah. Nah, but
everyone
sorry,
goes,
no, you.
I just shut my eyes and put my foot down like Fast and the Furious. Straight through. Everyone!
I hate to talk about memes, but have you seen that meme where it's, I think it's Kermit the Frog just sat at a wheel, not looking, and it's like when you're at the traffic light and you're blocking the traffic lights and you don't want to look at the car and you just kind of sat there and you don't look anywhere in their direction.
I can totally feel that. Do you know what I really don't like? I don't like pulling up next to other cars at traffic lights. If it's a dual carriageway, you know what I mean? And we live next to a dual carriageway that's got traffic lights on it, and you stop and there's a car next to you. I can't look at them. It really freaks us out. I have to look down or look to the left. I look away from them. It's
all
really
weird.
You're
talking about the John Reed Road?
Yeah, I'm talking about when you pull up next to someone else. Again, in movies, they pull up and they stare and they rev their engines and they race each other. I don't know. I can't look at people. It's weird. I don't know. I feel like they're going to bully us. I feel like they're going to rev their engine. I feel like they're going to point and laugh
at
us.
I'm sorry, right? But you are crippled with anxiety through your bullied past. Were you really badly bullied?
No, it's just I'm not bullied. Bullies are, let's not make light of bullying here.
I'm absolutely not. I'm saying you're crippled with anxiety.
Public transport, terrified of. Used to always get asked for money. I remember when I first passed my driving test, my mum was like, right, now when you're out in your car, or was it my mate had passed? I think my mate had passed and I was out in the car. She was like, now when you're out in the cars, right, don't be trying to be clever and sticking your fingers up at people and stuff, because I know someone who they stuck their fingers up at these lads and then they had to stop in traffic and one of the lads got out the car and came over and smashed their window.
That nearly happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
We weren't together. It was before I met you.
I assumed that.
I was at a junction and a bloke, I didn't make a mistake. Yeah. I'll say when I make a mistake.
I'm already on this bloke's side.
This bloke, it was my right of way and he didn't stop in time, but he did. He had to slam his brakes down.
Yeah.
And I stuck my finger up at him because he was like, and he beat at us and that.
Yeah.
And I stuck my finger up at him and he followed us like home and he just kept revving behind us and flashing and I was like, then he actually sped off because I went a different route.
They take it so seriously. Oh,
honestly, I was 25, and I was in a
old enough to stick your fingers up with someone though, eh?
Oh yeah, well old enough to stick my fingers
don't
up.
Do
him,
the,
but
don't
I just
do
thought
the crime
you horrible,
if you can't handle the time.
Horrible, horrible man.
No, yeah, some people when you cut people up, accidentally do something, if you pull out or whatever, they carry it round with them and they look so fucking angry. I'm like, how can you get that angry in that minute? Did I ever tell you about what my cousin did back in the day?
No.
My cousin was driving his car. A similar kind of thing happened. Like they got into some kind of altercation with someone, and the person was like telling them to pull over. So like. He pulled over and this other person pulled over and the guy got out of the car and went over to my cousin's car to fight him and my cousin just drove off.
Nice.
Once the guy had got out.
That's what I should have done.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I should have done that.
Yeah, he's probably said the guy blocked him in. He had to mount the curb and go over some grass and go around, but he got away but yeah. We are not advocating dangerous driving at all. Don't stick your fingers up with people. It's not worth it. Life's too short.
It feels good though if they are dickheads.
Yeah, but wait until the turnaround or do that thing where you do it right down.
Ali G.
Yeah, do it Ali G. Do it right down in your sort of door compartment so that they can't see it and be smiling at them. But you know that below that window where they can't see, you're dealing out some sweet, sweet V's.
Oh, send them sweet, sweet V's, baby. Oh, here's the jingle.
That was a long intro. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Hope you're all okay. Second lockdown.
Down 2.0. Hope it's all good. It's nearly over. To be fair.
I think we're halfway through now, which is canny.
As we record this, it's the 18th, so yeah, nearly halfway through.
See, I don't know about you, but my social media is full of people putting the Christmas trees up.
I'm really jealous.
Well, this is what I was going to say. I totally understand it this year. 100%. Every other year, I'd have been like, oh, what are you doing? But I get it.
If we didn't have Robin. And I don't mean it. This is going to sound really horrible. I don't mean a kid. I don't mean if we didn't have a kid. I mean if we didn't have specifically Robin.
Yeah.
Because I think some kids, you can go to them, look, we're putting the tree up now. But it's not Christmas yet.
Christmas yet.
Robin Ramsey will never understand that.
No.
And it will be fucking horrible.
It would be torture. It wouldn't be worth the pleasure of being able to sit and look at your Christmas tree because you'd just be stood there like a cartoon character going, is it Christmas yet?
Is it
Christmas today?
Every morning,
is it Christmas tomorrow? It'd
be horrible.
How many sleep...
I was just going to say, he's me. I told you this, but you know your little cupcakes you make with them when you make the little Paw Patrol cupcakes? Yeah. Where you get them in the box from the supermarket.
Yeah.
And you get all the mixes and you do them. Do you know I was banned having them as a kid?
Why?
Because I couldn't wait for them to be ready. I used to do my mum's head in. So she would get a box of them. I think it was Looney Tunes. She'd put them in. It would make the mixture. She'd put them in the oven. I'd leave the room. I'd come back in. Like, seconds. Are they ready yet? No, they're not fucking ready. Leave. And then that.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they were ready, and then the icing, put the icing on.
Yeah.
Is it dried yet? No, it's not dry. Like, I think we got them twice, and then she was like, you're never getting them again. She was like, you're a fucking nightmare.
Robin's the same.
He's me.
Have you not heard his new one recently?
No.
Oh, has he not been asking you how many sleeps it is till his birthday?
Yes, he asked me that the other day.
Oh my, it was his birthday at the end of October. How many sleeps till my next birthday? And I'm like, Robin, do you know what it is, son? I could tell you, I could work it out, but it's not worth knowing.
Oh, I say over 300 start counting. Yeah.
That's his thing, though. How many is it? Is it 1 million sleeps until then? I'm like, oh, yeah. Why does he work everything out in sleeps?
That's what kids do. He's obsessed with big numbers. He's obsessed with big numbers. He loves them. He's always going on about something being 500,000 and blah, blah, blah.
300 million.
Yeah. So I sat him down and I was like, you know how you love big numbers? And he went, yeah. And I was like, well, Daddy did a thing the other day called Children in Need on the telly and we'll raise money for children. But you know how much we raised? And he went, how much? And I was like, 37, like whatever million. And he didn't give a shit.
Did he not?
Didn't give a shit. Just started talking about his numbers.
Well, yeah. Well, you do realise when we were watching Children in Need, you and Alex were chatting about him and like giving him a shout out, and he was on the toilet having a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Great. Like,
if he's not, honestly, when I'm on the telly, if he's not asking for Tom and Jerry to go on, he's gone and having a shite somewhere.
He does not care. Nah. Well, wasn't it when we were both on Saturday Kitchen and your mum and dad were like, are you watching it? And he demanded that they turn the channel over.
Yeah, put Tom and Jerry on.
Doesn't care.
That's good, though.
It is.
You don't
good.
Want 9 miles on telly. Like, oh, it'd be my worst nightmare.
So big up to everyone putting the Christmas trees up. It's lovely to see, and we're gonna put ours up, I think, probably about the 10th of December. I think that's about
probably
good
when
enough
the,
time.
Well, when the workmen are done, every year we've got workmen here, so we'll have to wait for the workmen to leave.
Don't get me started
about how excited I am about our Tylers, by the way. Shout out our Tylers.
What's the company called? We should give them an actual title.
I'll have to go and read off the van.
Is it Twin Tylers?
I just opened the door today and there was two young lads standing there who looked exactly the same and one other lad. And I went, are you twins? And they went, yep. And I went, Twin Tylers? And they went, yep. And I was like, I thought I was really clever, Twin Tylers. And I looked, it was written on their fucking van. Like, I thought I'd come up with it. And it was written on the van, and I've like three or four times I've gone to them like, look, like I know you must get it all the time, but like it is really funny. Like, trust us, it's funny. And they were like, aye. And I was like, no, it's like, and I said, I was like,
they've got matching vans.
They've got matching vans, they've got matching uniforms, their hair's the same, it's amazing, honestly. You could be forgiven for thinking if they're both sitting there side by side, tiling, you could be forgiven for thinking there was a bathroom mirror there. It's fucking great. I said to them, I went, do you not go like you turn up at a job and you can blame everything else on your brother, even though it was you that fucked up. Can you turn up? Oh, look at the mess he's made. Oh, I'm here to clean up my brother's bloody work. Like, great.
Love it. And fantastic. They're bloody good as well. They're really good.
They're nearly finished.
They're
smashing through it. Great. To be fair. Shout out to whatever your company name is. Twitter. There can't be
too
many.
No, I need to have a look. Right, I've just checked the side of the van.
Yeah.
They're called Brothers United Northern. They're called Twin Tylen.
Twin Tylers UK.
Babadoo, 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 ba. This is something which has happened recently that I think a lot of people might resonate with. Maybe not right now because of lockdown, but obviously my mum is a single person and she's in a bubble.
Yeah.
We're a little bubble.
She's a lifesaver is what she is.
Our Sandra is adamant on breaking our electric boot on the car.
Oh,
every time.
Unbelievable.
How many is this just us, or does this happen across the whole country of parents who don't understand how electric boots work and will just rag the boot down
your
instead of pressing the button?
Your mum doesn't understand how anything works. And you can't explain it to her. I've said this before. Like, you, I was talking about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You, when I've tried to teach you, I've talked about my stand-up.
How patronising do you sound?
No, because what you do is you literally put mental blocks up. You put your own mental barriers up. But again, when I've talked about my stand-up, when I've tried to teach you the dishwasher, which you just won't have. But your mom does it as well. But it's a different thing that your mom does. Mm. It's like she just stops listening. Like it's so fucking weird. It's as soon as you start. She's done up the dishwasher, and I've went. Because obviously she's never really had one. And I'm like, you know this top one here?
She has got one?
Not the same as ours, because it's got that top drawer where you pull it out. And I remember going, you know, they go there. And she goes, and it goes. And I remember it happened with the alarm. She was staying here once with the alarm. And I went, right, Sandra, I want you to see the alarm. I want you to press this. If you're going to bed, you put this program on so the upstairs thing doesn't turn on. Uh-huh. And if you're going out, you press this so that all the sensors come on. And she went, and I went, oh, look at it. And I thought, I'll just teach her the bedtime one. Like, I'll just teach her the bedtime one. And just, I went, just that, only do, all right, no bother. And I'm sure the fucking alarm went off again. She just stops listening.
I ever thought it's just you.
It's not me.
The way that you explain something.
It's, no, but it's fucking you too, because you're the same person. It's you and her. It just glazes over. It's the most ridiculous thing. But the electric boot thing, have you never been in a taxi? So some of the taxis in London, sometimes they'll have them like Mercedes Vito things. And they've
when
like
they shut
carriers.
Themselves.
Oh my God, when you try and rag a door open on one of them, I feel their pain. Yeah. They're like, I'll close the door. I'm like, I don't
Well, that must happen all the time.
Well, I've left them open that aren't electric. I left one open once and I was running to the train station. I turned around and the guy got out and like looked at us thinking, fuck, what are you doing leaving me door open? I was like, I thought it was electric. I'm sorry, I didn't want to get shouted at. It's ridiculous, but yeah, when you've got an electric boot and people just rag it down. Oh, God.
Every time.
I mean, absolute first world problems, let's be honest here.
Oh, I know, it totally is, but it's just, I just want to know whether
there's never
going to
be a
mom.
Helpline. There's never going to be a helpline for this. Is your electric boot getting ragged down a stupid ham-fisted fucker?
But it just makes us wonder. There must be people in their 60s, 70s, 80s who have electric boots. How long did it take them to get used to it?
Yeah, but again, I love your mum.
You're just my mum.
One of my favourite people in the world, your mum. But she is just heavy-handed. The plates and cups that get smashed in this house when your mum's kicking about. The Hoover, we go through Hoovers like nothing. I got the full Hoover case replaced, right? And within a couple of days, she dropped it again and cracked it. It's just...
My mum does a bit of cleaning for her. Just, your so mum does... We don't make
I'm
her
sure I've said
do
this before. Yeah, no, she does. She does the hoovering or she doesn't get fed. That's the rules. She does the hoovering or I turn her heating off again.
She's actually chained to the spare bedroom.
Sorry to mention him again, but Carl Hutchinson's the same. When I lived with Carl, your mum, you and Carl all do things as if you are on your way to do the most important thing in the world and everything else is just an afterthought. It's crazy. Carl was exactly the same. Your mum, mate, you're not as bad, but your mum and Carl will do things. It's as if, you know, the Pope is waiting for them at this meeting that they've got to get to, and they've quickly got half an hour to cram in all the rest of their stuff, and they're quickly, put that there, grab that there, put that on there, stick that there, tick that on, there he is, I'll go meet the Pope. It's crazy.
Okay.
Crazy.
Well, I mean, the fact that you tell me off for the way that I walk around my own house is diabolical, if I'm honest.
What do you mean?
You shush me in my own house.
Yeah.
When I'm walking through the corridor.
Do you know what you walk like? You walk like, you know in old mob films where they put someone's feet in cement and they throw them in the river?
That's ridiculous.
Right? You walk like you were thrown in the river in cement, but then you hit the bottom and the cement cracked, so you had two big cement shoes, and then you somehow got to the top and you came home. And you're like, and the door opens, and it's like, boom, boom,
this is
boom.
The worst.
And I'm like, what's that, Rose? What's that? Is that you, Rose? Yeah, I got out of the river. The mob will not keep me down. Boom, 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 boom. And then you've just kept them on, and you're just walking around. You're so little, and you're so fucking loud, and your man's the same, and Robin's the same.
It's like just heavy footed.
It's like you've constantly given someone a piggyback, and you're running.
That's ridiculous.
You're so loud.
I think you are just
clomping around the house. I'm like a little cat, me.
Oh, no, you're absolutely not.
All right, then. I'm not like a cat. Right, I guarantee I can sneak up on you at some point tonight.
Oh, please don't, because I'm pregnant, and it's just not worth the hassle. Okay. Are you going to clean up my piss? It's not worth it. Please don't.
Fair enough.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thought you might enjoy this. While you were away the other day, I was on a FaceTime to my Kate, my sister. And do you know how she's the same as well. It's not just me. We often get words mixed up.
Yeah.
I think I did the best one yet.
Okay, really?
I don't know.
Better than bubble juice?
No, I mean, it's not as obvious as that. But okay. Sometimes I like to try and be cleverer than I am and use bigger words when I don't really know the meaning of them and I get them mixed up. So I was talking about Twitter and how awful people are on Twitter and how it's just it's so toxic, and I'm genuinely thinking about coming off it because it's just, it makes us sad thinking that people in the world can talk that awful to each other.
Yeah, well, just to interject there, we're not talking about us getting personal attacks and shit, because you get the odd little thing.
Oh, well, that happens, but
this
that's...
I just want to shout out to the Smiles out there, because this podcast has made my Twitter a brilliant place again, because I just get sent references and memes and stuff that people know about the podcast. So genuinely, everyone that tweets me about the podcast, I love you, thank you so much. But
oh, yeah, that side of it's lovely.
I know what you're talking about, because something will be trending, and you go, why is this trending? And you just see all of the fucking horrendous...
people like that exist.
Horrendous opinions and political views of people, and you go, oh my God, you're telling people this. Like, this is the kind... If I believe this shit, I'd fucking whisper into a pillow at night.
I know, and it's sad. It's really sad because you go, oh, there's people in the world like that.
Mm-hmm,
So anyway, I was talking to Kate about it because she doesn't have Twitter, and I was trying to be really clever, and I said that a lot of the people on there, they spout a lot of virile things. Can you think of the word that I meant, wanted to say?
Yeah, but doesn't virile mean that you're quite sexually potent?
It means, it's having strength, energy, and a strong sex drive, typically used of a man. I meant vitrol.
Yeah, you meant vitrol, yeah.
Yeah, and I got it completely wrong.
Well, I wasn't 100%, to be fair, in your defence, I wasn't 100% sure what you meant there, but I definitely did know what virile meant. But that's very funny.
The most embarrassing thing about it is I've used that before and not being corrected.
Yeah, you've left conversations with
Chris,
us.
I'm now thinking I've said that on a podcast interview. I'm genuinely serious. I have said... I've meant to say vitrol.
Right.
And I've said virile.
What, and they didn't...
I don't think anyone's corrected us.
Right, well, that's bad, because I've had a couple of people on Twitter and stuff have said to me before, or on the emails have said, it was when I got fellatio wrong, didn't it?
Oh, you got cunnilingus. Cunnilingus, and
I got
fellatio.
Mixed up with fellatio. Well, I mean, mixed which up. Is... What a thing to get pulled up on, by the way.
Come on, you were closer than I was.
But some people say, "Oh, you're always correct, Rosie." I feel like correcting someone when they get it wrong, they're not making themselves look stupid. I feel like that's really quite a kind thing to do. I don't do it to try and look clever with me and you. I do it because A, I know you get words wrong, and B, if you listen to it and someone said why she said vitrol, and I went, "Oh yeah, I knew. I was just being polite and not telling you." Fucking bollocks. I swear to God, right? Sometimes people look at me like I'm not. I was telling someone this the other day. If I meet someone, I could literally, I don't know why Hugh Grant came in my head, but I could meet someone like, you know, Hugh famous Grant. And posh.
Okay.
You know, who I would sort of be beneath as a, you know, and I'd be like, hello, you all right? And he could smile and he'd have a bit of fucking like herb or something in his teeth. And I would straight away, I'd go, you got herb in your teeth.
Oh, see, I don't agree with that.
I would immediately do it.
But you're like that, though.
But no, but I'm doing that. That's a good thing. I'm telling him.
No, it's not, because you're embarrassing him.
I'm not embarrassing him. I'm stopping him from smiling at 10 other fuckers.
I disagree with you.
That's a favour. I think it's a really good thing to do.
Well, we've talked about this in the book, though, because I'm overly well-mannered, and I wouldn't tell someone, unless I really knew them, I wouldn't tell them if they had something in their teeth.
As soon as I meet them.
Oh, I know, but...
Because I do it discreetly. I don't go, oh, yeah, what have you been doing? Fucking pop, I've been eating spinach. I go... You know, you got some.
But I've seen it when you do it, and I like die inside.
But in the past, I've had people say, "Hey, thanks very much. No one tells you stuff like that. Thank you." But that's just because I've done it to a like-minded person.
Strange as you, though, exactly.
I think
because
it's
people
fine.
But people have told me that before.
Right.
Like, oh, you've got a massive snot in your nose, and I've been devastated. And
why have you been devastated? What, do you want them to go like, oh, I met her, and you know what? I felt like I got more out of that meeting because there was also a massive snot in her nose. I felt like it was a bit of a crowd for us to play to. Like, fucking
double the bounce.
Yeah, what do you want?
I just don't
want
to know.
In a world where no one fucking tells her, like Emperor's new clothes.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Fucking.
Oh no, I know we're living in different worlds there. I don't want to know. And then you know when I go to the bathroom and I look in the mirror and go, "How long's that been there?"
Yeah, and you go, but "None of them tossers told me."
I'll be like, "I'm glad they didn't," because then I'd just discreetly get rid of it and it will never mention it ever again.
Stupid world to live in.
No, Chris, you're wrong. I feel like I am right on that.
I feel this week's Twitter poll happening. This is it.
There you go. Okay. Right.
So do you tell someone that they've got some stuff in the team. I'm not, by the way, I'm not deliberately trying to start Twitter polls every week. It just feels like it's something.
That's a cute thing.
I would say email in, but I can't be asked to email in. I don't want to talk about stuff on the next week for bringing it up from the week before. Mm-hmm. Just, only the really big stuff. But yeah, it'll be on Twitter this week.
I think it's when it's someone you
tell
know.
Tell them or don't tell them. Teeth with herbs in or snot hanging off your nose. You know, yeah.
I agree with that.
And I think I'm going to win this one. You won the last one. I think I'm going
to
win this one.
Can we just give a shout out to all my fellow flannel friends?
So we had
so many people said they used to do the same thing. Oh, I love that. I won the poll. I thought everyone would be like, Rosie, really? Get yourself checked in. Yeah. But no, yeah, people were with this.
Turns out, weirdly, newsflash, taking a mirror off the wall and putting it down on the floor so that the CIA can't watch you do a poo when you're a child is strange behaviour.
Pretty out there.
And who knew?
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for Rosie's Mysteries. I haven't recorded a new one. I asked Robin again this morning if he'd do it. I was like, do you want to do a Robin's Mysteries? He went, no. So I haven't even tried going down that avenue. But I thought it might be quite quirky and quite cool, quite out there. Do you want to do this week's?
Do you know what?
Off the cuff.
Do you know what, Rosie? If you can't beat them, join them.
Go on, okay. I'll do the sound effect. You do the... Right, ready?
Okay.
I might join in because I might get left out.
Okay.
Now.
What do I do?
Just, it's time.
Oh, do I say it's time? Sorry, well, it's time for Rosie Mysteries. Well, I never knew that. Is it a flannel? Is it a fish? Is there something in your teeth? You'll never know. Never know.
And I'll tell you.
Three people at a roundabout. Who goes? Who goes? Who goes? No one. They're there forever. Ever. This is really fun, actually.
Yeah. Big finish.
Mystery.
There you go.
I did enjoy that. That was fun. I can tell why you enjoy that so much.
It was nice. Hey, Rosie and Chris. I have a mystery for you.
Okey cokey.
Years ago, I used to work for a bunch of nightclubs.
I didn't know what you were going to say there.
Sounds exciting though, doesn't it?
A bunch of nightclubs.
Yeah, they used to work for a bunch of nightclubs.
Is that the collective term?
I don't know. Who knows?
It's not a flock.
Flock.
A murder. A murder of nightclubs.
One of the most depressing places to be in the entire world is a nightclub during the day.
Yes.
Oh.
Good God.
Horrible. Anyway, so.
Can I just tell you, do you know what's even more depressing than a nightclub during the day? A nightclub during the day with chairs set up on the dance floor for a comedy gig.
Ew.
Bad.
Have you done a comedy gig in a nightclub?
Rosie, I've done comedy gigs everywhere.
Horrible.
Back in the day when I first started out, you do them everywhere. But yeah, in a nightclub, it literally smells and you can taste the drink and piss in the air. And they're on the dance floor and you're on the stage just in front of the DJ booth. Sometimes, like, you can barely stand on it. Oh, awful.
Tell you what, though, I never thought I'd miss clubbing. COVID. Yeah. It's made me really miss clubbing.
Oh, I mean, when all of this is over, it's going to be a fucking free-for-all.
It's going to be crazy.
Honestly, crazy.
Can it bloody wait? I tell you, get me shoulder to shoulder at that bar.
No,
I'll be hugging everyone, mate.
Oh, God, I
coughing on them and all sorts.
Well, I mean, don't do that.
Just why not, if we can?
Well, no.
Need to build up your
immune
system.
That's literally like, in that episode of Friends where Joey gets health insurance, so he just fucking starts letting people go at him with baseball bats. Like, don't do that. Just because there's a vaccine, don't start coughing
on
everyone.
We're all fine. Sharing cutlery and that. I'll go minesweeping.
Can't wait to lick the handrail on the metro again. Really missed that metally taste.
Do you remember minesweeping? Have we ever talked about minesweeping?
It's disgusting. It's the worst thing.
Well, I don't know if we've ever talked about it.
Well, I was talking to you about it the other day.
But not
on
here, though.
Yeah, so minesweeping is the main casualty of the COVID generation, the COVID era.
Yeah, they'll never be able to do that again.
The very, very small section of society will continue to minesweep. If you know what minesweeping is, do you want to explain it, Rosie?
Minesweeping is a thing that usually younger people do.
I mean, it's involved mainly by... Yeah, it's involved. It's enjoyed mainly by students and vagrants.
Yes.
Yes.
I've done it, I'm not going to lie.
Great.
You go around a nightclub at the end... No, I haven't done it in a nightclub. I used to do it at my nana's Boxing Day party when I was 14.
That's totally different.
That's different. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, but minesweeping in a bar... club scenario is youngsters going around and finishing off people's dregs of the drinks.
Yeah, but no, you don't finish. Well, I mean, that's you know, that's entry level there, Rosie.
All right,
a professional minesweeper will finish their drink and carry their glass around and pour all of the dregs
that
they find their glass.
No, they won't.
And they're naked from there. Yeah, they will. Yeah.
Right.
That's professional.
Oh, well, I was very entry level. I was literally, my Uncle Kevin's left a bit of his bottle of Heineken. Let's take it to the bathroom and drink it. Me and my cousins.
Well, that's
that was our
very much domestic wine sweeping you've got going on there. Mine sweeping. I can't speak today. So I had two mates who used to mine sweep all the time. Not going to mention the names here, Andy and Michael. And Michael got glandular fever off it and was bedridden for months. He was
Have we spoke about this or did we?
We talked about the idea.
Right.
Off pod. Off pod.
Please, guys, do not mind sweep in public.
No one will ever mind sweep again. No one with half a brain cell will ever mind sweep again. It's a studenty thing. But yeah.
People will.
Yeah.
People will.
It was so when, can you remember like the student, when we were younger, student vibes? Any student city, the students go out sort of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the sort of locals go out Friday, Saturday. Yes. That used to be the crack.
Yes.
So when the students went out Friday, Saturday, the students would mind sweep the drinks of the locals.
Of
the rich folk who buy trebles. Good grief. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's what used to happen. It's amazing. Honestly, just a really, really disgusting. Just a really disgusting thing. Yeah, it's just students and the old man who never leaves the bar are the minesweepers.
Do you know why I love things like that? Because there is going to be a very small fraction of society who've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's what I love. I don't know whether it's a working class thing or whether it's where we're from, because there might be parts of the country that don't do this.
Oh, I mean...
But I just love that there's going to be people going, oh, my goodness, people walk around and... finish strangers' drinks. Like, yeah, Rosie, no, it happens a lot.
Every
more
single person from our management who hears this will go, what?
No,
that's
way.
A thing. Of course they will.
Really?
Our producer may have heard of it. Everyone else.
Daisy will know.
Daisy might know, but everyone else will not have heard of it. And I've just thought as well, am I going to get emails off students saying students don't mind sweep? That's disgusting. I am, aren't I?
Well, no, because
maybe
a lot of them do.
I've done it.
We've all done it.
In all honesty, with minesweeping, I only did it a couple of times. Like, as skint as I've ever been, I'm too germophobic to do that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. Horrible.
I'll tell you something right off the bat now.
Mm-hmm.
Me and a friend of mine, when we were younger, when we used to smoke, I have lit tiny little butts of cigarettes that I found on the floor and smoked them.
I'll tell you that right now.
And you know what else I can tell you? I will not be the only person in the world who's done that. There will be so many people when they were younger who used to smoke who've done that. And I can put my hand up now as a lovely 34-year-old woman who doesn't smoke, who's doing quite well, who drives a nice car. I used to smoke other people's tab ends.
It's fucking disgusting.
Don't care. Right, we've totally digressed from this story. Sorry, everyone. Okay, so they work for a bunch of nightclubs. My colleague and I went on a fact-finding mission to another city. This involved getting pissed and going to many bars and nightclubs to see what everyone else was up to. That's a nice job.
I mean,
weird, but great.
Absolutely great.
We had a riot of a night. We visited a number of establishments and ended up back at our hotel drinking in the bar till silly o'clock in the morning. The next morning, we were due to get the train back and start typing up our research findings.
Oh, I mean, this would have been easier if you didn't get pissed.
No. But of course, we slept in.
Jesus.
Waking up with a start at the time we were due into the office, which was an hour away. Does that make sense?
Waking up with a start is a phrase like waking up, getting a shock. Waking up. I walk with a start.
All right,
It's quite a... strangely,
downtrow, is it the same as that?
It's quite a Downton Abbey thing to say. It's like I walk with a start. It's almost like the night before Christmas. Like, I walk with a start outside the window and rose such a clatter.
Like, okay, let's keep it in then. The office was an hour away and they were due in at that time when they woke up with a start.
I get it, when we woke with a start. We woke with a start. The beer still crusted around our mouths and on the pillows of saliva of which had flown forth from our mouths.
What's this?
Yeah, who wrote this? Fucking Russell Brand.
I'm enjoying it. We rushed around throwing things in our bags, trying not to notice the colossal hangovers and trying to look like civilized people when we checked out.
Ugh.
We legged it to the train station. This was before they had ticket gates. So we jumped on the first train. Oh, I remember them good old days.
Before ticket gates.
Ticket gates, yeah. So we jumped on the first train home and sat down, breathing heavily, sweating profusely and stinking of last night's alcohol.
Oh,
I wouldn't want to sat next to you. As we had bought tickets in advance, we knew that when the ticket inspector came round, it was simply a case of finding our tickets before snoozing the journey away. The ticket inspector arrived quickly. I opened my handbag to find my ticket and... So...
I opened my handbag to find my ticket and... Oh. Dun, dun, dun. Now, we've done a poo in a handbag, so I don't think there'll be a poo there.
It's not a poo.
It's not a poo. Awful that that's where my brain goes. Someone tweeted the other day saying the fact that Chris keeps guessing all of these Rosie's mysteries, it just shows what this podcast's done to his brain and his perception of the public, so and it really true. Is.
Do you want a little clue or do you want the next two words?
Give us the next one word.
A. Hole. A hole. A hole.
Oh,
like not hole in the ground, W-H. Like W-H.
A hole. It, oh.
But you're just have to go with someone.
An onion bargee or some kind of food.
What do you kebab. Want to go with?
A whole kebab. A whole kebab.
Are you going with kebab?
I'm going with kebab. There's a kebab in a bag.
Okay. You're wrong.
Oh, God.
I opened my handbag to find my ticket and a whole pineapple fell out.
Healthier than a kebab.
It is. But you need to listen to the rest because I've got a question. My colleague and I fell about laughing and tried to piece the night together, but nothing came to mind. We had no idea where I would have got a pineapple from. To this day, I am still none the wiser.
Wow.
I took it to the office as a souvenir, and we had some later in the day to quench the hangover thirst.
Jesus Christ.
If you have any ideas of where we may have picked up a pineapple, please let me know. It's been years of wondering. Would you have ate that pineapple?
I would have to judge it on seeing the pineapple.
No, Chris.
I have to judge it on seeing the pineapple.
I'm sorry.
And what kind of kitchen you got to work where you can just dissect a pineapple? It's a fucking, it's a big job.
Bunch of nightclubs.
Bunch of nightclubs, to be fair. Bunch of nightclubs.
I wouldn't have ate it.
What kind of fact-finding mission is it where you go there and you get so fucking blasted drunk that you come back and go, oh, well, what are the other nightclubs doing? Don't know. Apparently, you get a free pineapple in some of them. We should do that, give pineapples away.
If that was a nightclub giving out free pineapples or a bar giving out free pineapples, they will not be good pineapples.
Right, I can't imagine. Can I just say, I said that as a joke, I can't imagine there's a world where they put a promotion on where instead of 2 for 1, you're getting a free pineapple. Like all you're gonna have is pineapples all over the street.
Chris, you're gonna
people outside
me?
Throwing pineapples
around. I've been to a nightclub before where they were doing jelly wrestling in a paddling pool.
Again, that weirdly makes more sense than a free pineapple. In the name of God would you want a fucking whole pineapple?
A promotion. We're talking about it, hasn't it?
No, I won't back down on this. You can't give it. I can understand it. Weirdly, as shit as it is, I can understand an apple or a banana or some grapes because you can eat them.
Mm.
Pineapple, it's like keep this massive, big, sharp, pointy, dangerous thing and go and cut it up later and eat it. Why would you?
I feel like Malibu were doing some sort of promotion that evening in the nightclub, and the prize was a pineapple, like a dance competition.
A dance competition.
Well, no, it would be like first place gets a grand, second place gets a pineapple. It's the booby prize.
Right, okay.
But you wouldn't eat the booby prize that you found in your bag. I'm more disgusted that they've ate it the next day.
What it looks like. Oh, no. People eat all kinds of next day, man.
Sorry,
people,
but no.
No. Did I ever tell you about the time I went to a nightclub and then brought a kebab back, and the next day I microwaved the kebab and I melted the polystyrene tray that it was in the microwave.
Sorry, what? So...
Yeah, so I was really hungover and there was nothing in my mum and dad's house and I had some... kebab off the night before.
Did
that
you keep
I kept
the
for
kebab?
Some reason. Yeah, it was on the bench and it was in a polystyrene tray and I had garlic sauce and that on it and I thought, oh, I'll just have this to get something downers because I'm going to be sick. I put the polystyrene tray with the kebab in the microwave.
Yeah, that's silly.
And the garlic sauce like boiled and like melted through the thing and I had a little bit of it then I was sick anyway, turns out. So.
Ew. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, next Rosie, day's kebab.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'd have fucking killed for a pineapple that morning. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo. Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Ladies first?
Yes. Christopher Ramsey, my beef with you this week is... You get buzzing about the most ridiculous things.
Okay.
So, recently you've been having a lot of COVID tests.
Yeah.
Because of, obviously, the little mix of search and work. Children need you had to have a COVID test and things like that.
Yeah.
Every week when you get that result through and it's negative, you are chuffed a bit.
I go and get a beer.
But
I go and get a beer out of the fridge, a celebratory non-COVID beer.
But you know, I don't think you're celebrating the fact that you can go to work and whatever and you don't have COVID. You're celebrating the fact that you've passed and you're taking it as you've done something to pass.
I feel like I've earned it.
No, you haven't done anything. You just haven't got COVID that week.
I've passed the test. Rosie, you've got to understand, in my life, I don't pass many tests, right?
Yeah,
I didn't pass many tests in my life. So this is... I can't see myself backing down on this. You've got it. You know, we've had a shitty year. You've got to celebrate the little things. Someone comes around. I had them for the Little Mix thing. The one I had for the TV show I just did took it to another level. The bloke fucking nearly climbed in my head. I've known nothing like it. I told you, I felt like you should have took us for dinner afterwards. It was unbelievable. And then, got a little text going, you've passed your COVID test. Straight to the fridge, get a beer. Corona, irony. I drink that and I'm buzzing.
You play on it all night though.
Oh, I do.
And you're literally celebrating, like, pass me test.
I need little
You haven't done anything. It's not a driving test. Listen, you haven't done anything to pass that test.
I've not kissed the milkman, like I normally do. I haven't licked door handles and that. I've stopped doing that. It's hard, but I've stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Stopped letting strangers cough in my mouth like I used to do. That used to be my thing.
Yeah.
And
fetish.
Yeah, fetish. Yeah. Stop scratching builders. When I see a builder's arse crack, I've stopped like putting all my fingers down it like I used to.
And then
to.
Licking your finger.
I've stopped doing all of them things I used to do all the time.
Yeah. Right.
So I think that's good.
Well done then. I didn't realise all them things. In that case, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You haven't got any more for a while, have you?
No more COVID tests,
Oh, what are you going to do?
No, I don't. Just drink beer for the sake of it.
Nothing to celebrate anymore.
I might start taking pregnancy tests.
I wouldn't advise that.
No, I'll just start weighing on them.
Right.
And then when it says not pregnant, jackpot, have a beer.
All right, okay. So that's quite expensive.
I'll buy one and I'll keep doing it with the same one and I'll cover the thing with my finger that says not pregnant. I'll weigh on it, then I'll move my finger and go.
Good. Okay.
Again.
Go for it. Whatever keeps you sane at this really strange time.
I mean, sane left a while ago. My beef with you is...
Yes, honey.
You...
Yes, my love.
Stop it.
Aww.
You go to the shops or anywhere, whenever you go out in the car.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's two levels to this beef, actually. When you leave in your car, I go and sit next... When you leave the house in your car, I go and sit next to my mobile because I know I'm going to get a phone call in about 3 seconds. Soon as you leave
about
your
what?
Ringers for something. Fuck, it could be anything.
Are you kidding me? You do the same with me?
As you're out the gate. Been out today. I know how it is, have you the oven on? Washing something? Can you... what are you doing, Chris? Sitting, relaxing? I'm gone. I am. Can you do something? Can
bollocks.
I just get you to do something?
No,
so that.
Not true.
But the main part of this beef is, you come back, right? And you sit.
Uh-huh.
The amount of times I'll go, where's she been? Where is she? And I'll ring you and I'll go, I thought you only popping in the shop. Where are you? You go, I'm just outside sitting in the car on the drive. And I'm like, and anyone who follows her on Instagram will know she does most of her Instagrams she does on the drive. And they go, the neighbours must think you're fucking scared to come back in the house.
I know.
They must think you're either frightened to come back in the house, that I'm some kind of ogre, right? Or that you're like on the drive, like cheating on us, like FaceTiming your lad or ringing your fucking fancy bit. They must think she comes back and just sits on that. She's bloody, she's dreading going back in that house. The poor lass.
It's me therapy.
What is?
Sitting on the drive.
That's ridiculous therapy.
Why?
We've got a nice house. Come sit in one of the rooms in the house.
Chris, tell me about this house. I'm sick of looking at this house. I've been locked in this flipping house.
Right.
Sick of it.
You were doing this before lockdown. You've been doing this for years.
Yeah, I've done it for a long time.
So weird.
I don't know why. I just gear myself up and I just let it get warm and cosy. Like, where else in your house do you have a heated seat?
Mm.
You know what I mean? I like to just sit there, gather my thoughts, get me a little time together,
right,
and gear myself up for getting back in the house to be with you.
We're talking about the time when you came back and you were on the phone to your mate in the car. So you text me to open the gates because you were on the phone to your mate and you wouldn't end the phone call to open the gates.
Yes. Don't think we've ever mentioned that, but I mean, the gates are the bane of my life anyway.
It's good to have them.
You act like we live within 500 yards of every prison in the country.
I just...
And those prisons only have, like, robbers in them.
Yeah. Gates is their kryptonite. They can't get round.
Yes.
I just like... I like the security gates. I like the gates. Rosie, if I could, we'd have a moat. If I could, we'd have a moat with crocodiles in it.
But sometimes you act like you've never lived in a house without a pair of gates at the front.
Yeah, but I've got a pair of gates. I want them shut. You just open them non-stop. It's crazy. There's
during the
down.
Day?
I don't want anyone coming down my drive. I don't want it happening. Some guy came down before asking, trying to flog us all kinds of stuff. I was like, well, how did you get in here? At one time, I picked up the intercom and the guy was like, oh, and he started talking and I don't know what happened. And the gate randomly opened and he came down and he was like, he was collecting for something. And I was like, oh, mate, no, like, I'm really busy. And he was like, oh.
Let
us in to just say no, did you? And I'm like, well, the gate just opened. I'd have said no on the fucking speaker if I could have, you tosser.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public, public.
Public.
Boris, stop stealing. We're material, would you?
Yeah, yeah. We'll see you in court, motherfucker.
Yeah.
As always, if you want to get in touch, guys, it's shagmurdenoid@gmail.com. Please continue to send stuff. Genuinely, it's awesome. Thank you in advance
before
we delve into your crazy, crazy mind.
Here we go. Hey, Rosie and Chris. Let me start by saying I will not be staying anonymous because, fuck it.
Bold.
I'm Dina, been happily married for 5 years, but have a great meet the parents story for you.
Happy days.
My now husband is meeting my mum for the first time. We'd been dating for about a month, been wined and dined and got to the stage of Netflix and chill. So, we were relaxing on the sofa, chatting, watching TV, when my mum decides to call me on FaceTime. I answer, thinking nothing of it. Just a casual chat with my mumsies.
Mm.
Whilst also telling my then boyfriend that it's a great opportunity for him to introduce himself to her face to face, even though it's virtually.
Yeah.
So the boyfriend has never
seen her
or chatted to the mum.
And she's about to come through.
And
the
mum's just FaceTimed,
okay,
and
cool.
And the girlfriend's like, oh, well, yeah, you can meet me, mum. I answer, and what do I see? My lovely mother on the toilet.
Fantastic.
Definitely doing a number two. Yes, really. Well, it didn't end there. Any normal person would hang up straight away, but no, not me, nor my mother. Instead, I turn the camera to my boyfriend, tell him to say hi. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. Awkwardly, he said hi and threw the phone back at me. What happens next? No, neither of us hang up. My mum then starts to make conversation whilst pushing.
That's not cool. That is not cool at all.
After a good 10-minute conversation, I told my mother that although it is lovely to have this chat, it may be time to speak at a later stage.
Gee whiz.
Why would you? Why?
That's really bad.
You're the only person I ring from the toilet.
Yeah.
I don't ring anyone else. I don't think I'd even ring my mum from the, and that's saying something. Because my mum usually comes in when I'm on the loo, but you're the only person I call or FaceTime from the toilet.
I do a lot of texting on the toilet. I will
do
sit
you?
Down and, you know, I've got a busy life. And sit down, I have my little moment. I'll catch up on my correspondence while I'm dropping the kids off at the pool.
Oh.
And weirdly, this morning, I text, because I did a pilot for a TV show with Davina McCall the other day, and I text Davina McCall while I was on the toilet just saying...
Please don't say that.
Well, she doesn't know, it's just a text. But I text her saying, oh, really good working with you, blah, blah, blah. You know, good luck with the things you've got coming up, you know. Hope to work with you again soon. And I just had this horrible, horrible feeling that, because she didn't have my number. I got her number yesterday and she said, give us a text, so I've got your number.
Yeah.
I just had this awful feeling that there might have been some burning question that you had. And then as soon as I text her, she's like, oh, that's him now. Like, and you imagine.
FaceTime
like,
you.
Oh, no, not FaceTime, but can you imagine like Davina McCall ringing you while you're on? I was like, I just thought I can't. I had a real panic about it. I put my phone on silent and I put it on the windowsill.
Take the mirror off, did you?
I took the mirror off the wall, covered my cameras.
She can see us.
Well, Big Brother was all about that. That might have been where it came from.
Big Brother.
Mirrors.
Davina McCall. Chris.
In mirrors.
We're being watched.
That's it. She's in the mirrors. She's in the mirrors.
Babadoo, 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 ba. This is a little bit disgusting, and never. We've talked about this subject quite a lot. So okay. Apologies, you might be like, oh, they're talking about this again, but I could not mention this.
Okay.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Just been listening to episode 88, where Chris is so disgusted by the 8-year-old pillow.
Right.
Remember? Someone had a pillow for 8 years.
Horrible.
It was the pregnancy pillow.
Yeah.
Well, only recently have I confessed to my best friend the actual age of my pillow that I refuse to part with. The look on her face made me realise that perhaps it isn't normal to have a, wait for it, 41
fuck
year
off.
Old
fuck
pillow.
Fuck off. Nah. No. Yeah. Nah. That, get in the bin, you yes. and the pillow. You put that pillow in the bin and fucking jump straight in the bin after it.
It's the first pillow I ever had as a child
you
when I moved into a big bed from a cot.
Filthy, horrible animal.
It gets worse. It's a big, heavy duck feather pillow.
Oh my God.
The type you can't buy any longer.
Oh,
and also
Jesus.
Can't put in the washing machine. Sometimes a little sharp feather pokes out from the fabric and stabs you in the face, even though it now has about 4 to 5 layers of pillowcases on it.
4 to 5 layers of pillowcases.
Yeah. It's 41-year-old. It'll be dropping to bits.
I hear that.
Anyway, I'm not planning on replacing it anytime soon.
Oh, why would you? Why
or,
would you?
Or in
it's
fact,
only, it's
ever.
Only painful and 40-odd year old and you've got a... Oh, hey, God damn you.
41-year-old pillow,
you
Chris.
You filthy, just... Nah, I am raging with
it's
this. Like,
horrible,
that's
isn't
what,
it?
Have you ever slept on a duck pillow? It's disgusting. It's the do, the skits come through
yeah,
at
yeah,
you, they
yeah.
get you, the feathers. And they're like, oh, God, it'll have no left in it.
It'd be awful.
Oh, I bet you them feathers are fucking green inside.
I bet it's... stinks. I bet you can smell that pillow from the front door.
I bet you, when she wakes up, I bet your whole head stinks.
Yes. Oh, like wearing a dirty hat all the time.
Oh, you filthy meh. You filthy meh. I'm so angry. I'm actually saying meh, and I would never say meh because it's quite
40,
sexist. But I don't even care.
41-year-old pillow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nah, 41. How is it not like... I just thought it would like perish. I thought it would be gone.
God knows.
Oh, God.
Thought you'd enjoy that.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Got a weird one here. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
A short one here, but one of those that will make you cringe.
Love it. These are my favourite. Come on.
Pre-lockdown, me and a couple of my mates were in a bar chilling.
Oh, remember them. Remember that.
When one of the two I was with said, that lad at the bar is wearing a, now I don't know what this is, but it's Balenciaga jacket or something.
Is that a brand?
It must be a brand. And brand new Jordans, which are Jordans okay. are Nike trainers. Must be like nice, flashy clothes,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
My other friend and I were perplexed. Never having heard of a Balenciaga again, I don't know what it is, and not really knowing what he was getting at. He could tell we didn't know what he was talking about, and he followed up with a, his outfit must be worth more than a grand. Why is he in a Wetherspoons in Carlisle?
Right.
Fucking nosy prick. Like,
he might have lost his way.
He started speculating about how someone from around here could afford that. And so, as the guy, who looked to be about 20, walked back to his friends, pints in hand, my friend stopped him and said, excuse me, I like your outfit. I just wanted to know what your job is that you can afford to dress like that. What a prick.
Oh, my word. Okay.
Can you imagine? Say, excuse me, you don't know me. I just hang around in this Wetherspoons judging people. And yeah. I've decided you look like you're wearing expensive clothes. Explain yourself. Like,
well, it's the opposite of when you get stopped when you're in first class
yeah.
on the train and people go, do you know this is first class to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'd get,
it's,
yeah.
It's the opposite of that. It's the, like, that's too expensive. You shouldn't be in this establishment.
Yeah. Why are you in here mixing with the common folk? Please.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of question is that, right? So this guy said, any ideas on the response? He thinks it could have been a Rosie's mystery, right? Any ideas
right,
on the response?
Okay. Oh, what his job is?
Well, why? What do you think the guy said back?
They could be fake. Right. Could all be fake clothes, or right. You might have rich parents, or you know, who knows? You could have one. You could have had them clothes forever. And anyway,
the guy who had just been smiling at the compliment looked a bit taken back, then said very solemnly, "My dad recently passed away, and I decided to use some of the money that he left me to buy some nice clothes and feel a bit better about it." There's a lesson there for everyone. I mean, if you are the kind of person who would ever stop someone and go, "Oh, by the way, I've decided that they're expensive," what do you do? Because I'm a nosy twat.
Poor bugger.
Have you ever?
That's awful. That's
have you ever? It's. I mean, it's so cringe.
I mean, I don't think it's true.
Do you not?
I think he's just got rich parents.
Do you really?
Well, you wouldn't come up with it that quickly, I suppose.
If someone turned around and said to me, "How can you afford that, by the way?" I would come up with something like that.
Really
shatter their existence for the foreseeable future.
Hope he felt terrible.
I hope he felt disgracefully, but that is the rudest, most nosy fucking thing.
Yeah, but he won't have felt terrible because somebody who asked that won't have felt terrible about saying that.
Nah, to be fair, You'd be like, what's wrong with that? I just wanted to know.
There'll be people listening to this now thinking that that's not that bad. And you know who you are. They're listening going, "Well, I would say that as well." You know what? Knobhead. Daint. That's hilarious, though. I mean, I would say it amongst my friendship group.
Yeah. You'd be like, they're wearing whatever you find. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, no, I would say it. Yeah. I'd be like, look at this.
Well, it's if someone drives like a ridiculously fast car and you go, "Bloody hell, look at that. Oh, I wonder, wonder what they do." Mm. Wonder what they do is the phrase, not I'll go and ask them.
Brilliant.
Question here as well. You might not have anything for it off the top of your head. Have you ever really put your foot in it with a complete stranger?
I've done it.
Yeah?
I remember, and it still haunts us to this day. And now, as a woman who's had a child, it haunts us even more. When I was younger and I worked at Dorothy Perkins, there was a lady came in and she was buying clothes and this taught me to never, ever, ever ask if anyone's pregnant. Even if they...
No,
they could be the day before the due date and they could be having a 12-pound baby. Yeah. I'll not even glance towards it at all, even if they're like... Even if they're wearing a top that says mummy baby on board, I'm not even going to mention it.
Even if the waters break in front of you. And be like, you piss yourself.
Yeah. Is that got a glass of water in your pocket? No. I once asked a lady when she was due a baby and her response to me was... "Oh, he's 6 weeks old and he's in the car." And I wanted the ground to actually swallow me up. And I felt so bad. Because now, as a woman who's had a child, your stomach doesn't go down magically like it does in the films. That's there for a while.
Oh, my God.
And she said, and I was like, oh, God.
That's
I was hungover as well.
Yeah.
So it was just a double shit day.
I mean, she shouldn't have left the kid in the car.
I hope the kid was with somebody.
Hey, he's 6 weeks old. He's tied up outside on a bollard.
Yeah, he's not here in parking. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got one here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Settle an argument. Chris and Rosie, quick one for you. We need your help settling an argument.
Always.
Do you remember this rhyme? Now, first of all, this just shows how much fucking time people have got in this lockdown. Because people are sending in absolutely just ridiculous
things. I love a rhyme,
though,
have
right?
you? Yeah.
So you put the person's name in the rhyme. Right. So I'll do it with Rosie.
Okay.
Right? Rosie is a funny in, got a face like a pickled onion, and nose like a squashed tomato, and...
Don't know that one.
Right, great. Well, that's good.
Okay, what is it? I need to
know
the end.
They've written here, they've said, "I say eyes like green peas.
Mm-hmm.
He says legs like matchsticks."
I've never heard that rhyme.
My dad used to sing to me.
Right,
so
okay.
Christopher, you're a funny and got a nose like a pickled onion, a head like a squashed tomato, and eyes like green peas.
So,
right?
So you think it's green peas?
Yeah, because, right, it couldn't be. Christopher, you're a funny and he's got a face like a pickled onion, a nose like a squashed tomato, and legs like matchsticks. A, it doesn't rhyme. B, why are matchsticks coming into it when all the rest is food produce?
Yeah,
doesn't make sense.
Well, I'm very annoyed that they're using the theme tune of Charlie Had a Pigeon.
Is that what it is?
Charlie had a pigeon. Charlie had a pigeon. He had. He flew out one morning. It flew out one night. It came back one morning all covered in. Charlie had a pigeon. That's enough.
Do you know what's really annoying?
You were randomly singing
this the other day as well.
I know. Synchronicity.
Jesus Christ.
What was the one that my mum, because Sandra likes to teach young children really inappropriate rhymes.
Oh.
What was the one she taught Robin about Gingerbread. Robin Ramsay is no... Oh, yeah, that was it. Robin Ramsay is no good. Chop him up for firewood. When he's dead, boil his head and turn it into gingerbread.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Taught him that when he was two.
Yeah.
I was like, that is not when a rhyme dead. That yeah. I wanted to great. Teach
thanks,
me
thanks, Sandra. Great.
Oh, no, the other one you did was see this finger, see this thumb, see this fist, you better run.
Yeah,
that was good. Yeah. That was nice when he went in the nursery and did that to the teachers.
Do you remember once she accidentally said shit and he said shit? He came back and he said shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. From Mama's house. No, this is what I don't understand about me, Mum. Do you know that when we were younger, I wasn't allowed to call me brother and sister a pig?
Right.
That's how strict she was. Like, I wasn't even allowed to say, oh, you pig.
Of course you weren't. That's horrible.
No, but I mean, Chris, I'm talking when I was like 15. Right. I still got wrong for calling me brother or sister a pig. We weren't allowed to watch Neighbours. Heartbreak High got scrapped. I wasn't allowed to watch EastEnders for years until I was out drinking. That's when I was allowed to watch EastEnders, right? She was so strict. I've told you this before. She turned Biker Grove off because somebody said cow.
Yeah.
And somebody put someone's hand up their top, was talking about putting their hand up their top.
Can I put my hand up your jumper? And they turned it
off.
Yeah.
But then she says all sorts in front of Robin.
She doesn't give a shit.
And our nephews. And I'm like, Mom, really? Where's your mom filter? See this finger? See this thumb? See this fist, Mama? You better bloody run.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I was very passive aggressive.
I'm really starving.
I was scrolling through Facebook the other day and came across this very bizarre story and thought it would be absolutely perfect for your podcast.
Mm.
The story starts off with a 23-year-old couple who are engaged to be married. However, the groom noticed something weird while they were engaged.
Mm.
He said that he noticed that the bride's cousins were making jokes about the wedding night. And he thought that this was weird as they had shared rooms at family gatherings before, so they must have known that they'd slept together by now.
Okay. I'm just clocking on.
Mm.
So... Right, I'll let you carry on.
Jokes about the wedding night, but he's thinking, oh,
like jokes, like, hey, get your looking for the wedding night,
and he's like, well, we've already had sex, like, right. What the hell? A few days after this, they were coming up with places they could go on their honeymoon.
Mm.
During this, the bride points out that they won't be needing the bridal suite right away. The groom is obviously very confused, and he asked why. She said that she wanted to stay at her parents' house on the night of the wedding, and this is where it starts to get weird. The bride told her confused boyfriend that on the night of the wedding, they will be going into the master room of their parents' house where they will consummate their marriage while the rest of the bride's family waits outside the room.
No.
Then applaud and cheer the couple when they come out.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's not real.
It went viral, this story. They've sent the link to the thing. It went viral.
What?
But wait, that's not the end of it. Once they have done all of this, a piece of the bed sheet that they have just consummated their marriage on will be cut off and sewn into a big tapestry of that the bride's mother owns.
Nah. Oh, no. That's not... Do you know what it is? No, that probably is true.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's grim, isn't it?
Yeah. Really grim.
That's so grim.
All waiting outside. But the fact that the cousins are like, look for the wedding night, I'm going to be on the land and wanking off.
Listening. That is so medieval, though.
It's, well, apparently, back in, like, you know, the day for what, I think it was like a pagan thing. They would literally get married. That's where the kiss comes from.
Yes.
So they would literally have sex in front of the whole congregation to consummate the marriage.
Yeah, that's
now,
true.
Now we've just downgraded it to the kiss, thank fuck. The same way we've downgraded a clinking of glasses used to be, pour some of your drink into mine and pour some of my drink into yours so we know we're not poisoning it. And it made a clink noise. Now we just do the clink. Yeah.
That's so grim that is still practice places. We did a very diluted version of that.
Beg your pardon?
Well, we were so hammered on our wedding night that we had to go to my mum's room where my mum, my nana and my auntie Kath ended up sleeping on the floor. Do you remember? Because she hadn't got a room, she ended up sleeping. They had to get me out of my dress because you passed out on the bed.
Yeah.
So they were kind of there on the wedding night.
I just couldn't get you out of the dress.
You couldn't get
the,
oh, there was a lot of
buttons. Out on the bed. That sounds terrible. I just couldn't get you out of the fucking dress. Yeah. It was really hot in that room that we were in as well.
It was sweating.
Yeah.
But do you remember going along to my mum's room, my mum and nana's room, where my auntie Kath was, and going in the bathroom?
Oh my God.
Do you remember? remember.
Yeah, this is so for anyone. So we went our suite, and then we went the sort of bridal suite or whatever, and then we went along to the room that again. So it's already scummy because your mum and your nana are sharing a bed there in that one room because they're scumbags. Then your auntie Kat's lying on the floor, sleeping on the floor because she couldn't get a didn't want to get a room, or whatever, because she's a scumbag as well.
I think she might have had a pull-out bed. I think we might have got a pull-out bed. I can't remember.
Open the bathroom door to go to the toilet, and in the bath, in a half-full bath of water, was all of the flowers from the day that they'd fucking nicked off all of the tables.
Every single flower arrangement. Every single one was in this bath. It was in the shower. And
in the sink. I couldn't wash my hands. I went back to our room to wash my hands.
And there was even one sat on the toilet that you had to take off to go onto the toilet.
Unbelievable.
Bravo, because I didn't even see them taking them.
Next level wombles.
No, it is, because I remember going to my Auntie Karen's house the week after our wedding, and she had a flower arrangement for our wedding on the table. I was like, that's lovely. I was like, I reckon it's from your wedding. I was like, that is, yep, class. Absolutely class.
There's one last bit of this letter as well, of this email. Obviously, he wasn't happy when she first told him this, and he was keen to point out that he wants nothing to do with it. But he doesn't want to annoy his girlfriend. She said that they can just pretend to have sex on the wedding night if he feels uncomfortable with it.
What?
So they literally, the family would be outside, they'd be inside going, great. Oh, that's the spot.
So grim.
The mother of the bride has spoken to him about this and explained that he doesn't understand the importance of the family tradition yet.
Oh.
So she literally phoned him up to bollock him. Can you imagine that?
Listen,
you don't understand. It's a tradition. You will go in there, right? And we'll be out on the landing and you will book my daughter. Oh. And that'll be the end of it.
Social services need to be involved with this. This is horrific. That is so bad.
It's weird, like, isn't it? Would you be for that?
Absolutely not.
What if my mum had said, look, the wedding... what if I'd said, look, the wedding's off unless this happens?
Well, actually, right, okay, when you really think about it,
yeah.
The first night we met and, did that.
Your mum and dad were in the next room.
They were in the next room. Yeah. They probably heard. I mean...
Yeah, but it'd be weird having them outside. It would,
as a thing. No, I couldn't do that. No, I'm all right for that, actually. No, thank you. Stuff like that makes us really cringe. I'm not one of these people when... You know how you watch these programs like the Love Islands and stuff, and they're all in the same room. No, I'm all right for it. Thanks. Thank you. No, thank you.
I'm absolutely all right, but I don't know how they do it on them shows.
No.
The reality shows where they have sex and there's literally someone else on another bed.
It's not even a reality show thing. It happens on holidays where people share rooms and they're all just in the same room, and like, it's just not okay. If my friend dared to come back with somebody, and be in the room, in the bed next to me, I'd be like, excuse me? This is not okay. I don't know who these friendship groups are. Honest, if you're listening to any of my mates, they're all married now, so it's very boring. I'd be even more raging if it was the husband. I'd be like, you, get out of here, both of yous, you pair of bellends. Nah, I'd be furious,
that
mate.
That will be minging like.
Not
Why
happening.
Don't you dare come into my hotel room and have sex while I'm right here. And when you're finished, if you go in the bathroom to wash your dick, take the flowers out the sink. They're for me, ma'am.
Once again, thank you so, so, so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just want to echo what Rosie said. We genuinely can't believe that you're still listening, still enjoy it. So thank you so much. It is, you know, there's a lot of bullshit flying around these days, but we are genuinely humbled and buzzing. And that's all you're getting. I'm going to stop being a dickhead again now. If you want to get in touch at shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com, the merch is on sale on the website. The cups are back in stock, and there's some more stuff coming very soon.
Just in time for Christmas.
Too early. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.